The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the October 2022 edition of the Fall in Fives radio show. We have a bit of a theme this month. If you listen to the last show, you will already be aware that two new arrivals are imminent at Fall in Five Towers, as my wife and I are expecting twins at the end of the month. So, to start us off, this seemed very appropriate.
Long-winded Arctic cold. I'm Marilyn.
Return, recorded at Trent Polly in Nottingham in March 1992, and that's from one of the best four live LPs, Nottingham 92, which was released in 1998. I chose that one, of course, because of the extensive use of baby in the lyric. And before that, the equally appropriate Married Two Kids, that version being taken from the Fiend with a Violin compilation. We haven't had any wedding present for quite a few shows, so to continue the theme, this is Gedge & Co. with So Long Baby.
No, this is me. Well, I still laugh. What's on the somebody else, never mind. I got it all wrong, maybe. I'm saying so long, baby.
Aside from all that, I still think you're dreaming. You'll say you try harder, we both know you won't. But where are you at, girl? Why won't you see me? Maybe you love me, or maybe you don't.
To discuss, well, why you don't come home every night? So what about us? You're not gonna win. Oh, I know you too well. You've already been to bed with him. Why not yourself? I got it all wrong.
Aside from all that, I still think you're dreaming. You say you'll try hard and we both know you won't. But where are you at, girl? Why won't you see me? Maybe you love me and maybe you don't.
Ooh.
gracious greeting that awaited was quite reminiscent of the previous welcomes brought on by losing bets. It may have been that the majority of women were yet to embrace their hip bones, and the cheap wraps of coke were yet to hit underneath. But still, the bluff and bravado baloney begrudgingly saying hi to this imagined northerner was like a red rag to a robin. Yeah, it was. To this pseudo-literate, functious man, it was like a red rag to a robin, 'cause he was born and bred in Birmingham. Born and bred in Birmingham. Born and bred in Birmingham. Said, arriving with the best breasts in the business at his side, and a personally political income based on shortish priced each way doubles, he could only reimagine the dancing of Mills Lane, the great smell of fruit. But all that was in his mind's ear now was the grinning buffoons awaiting battle. Let's get ready to rumble, they'd say. Yeah, let's get ready to rumble. It was bass, and it was based on being born and bred in Birmingham. Born and bred in Birmingham. Born and bred in Birmingham. Said, cockeyed as woolly back misses. Well, she suggested it was the actual sensation of losing which actually helped him become interested in bear baiting and a verbal cripple. Her eyes were a blue million miles away, and his brief recollections were sketchy at best. At worst, the lily-livered, dandelion and burdock-beak bloke. He jumped up and down in the mouth. He was off on one, like a fluttering phantom of his pretended former self. Then he was born again in Birmingham. Born again in Birmingham. Born again in Birmingham. You see, his mother all Iceland and British Legion Prize bingo, who once took an iron, a spare no less, when there were Quality Street on the table. Well, she had her views, and they ran something along the lines of, son, if you invested in cemeteries, well, people would stop dying. And his lack of shame was unrelenting. Lit up like a Blackpool tram, it took a third Christmas divorce to enforce that the law of averages, percentage-based, was to do or die. 'Twas a preposterous lie, but it was one that he got used to when he got born again in Birmingham. Born again in Birmingham. Born again in Birmingham.
The always reliable Nightingales with Born Again in Birmingham. And before that, The Wedding Present with So Long Baby, the opening track on their Watusi album. Apart from Sucker, which I played way back in show number 6, it's possibly their most Fall-like song. Another Fall song that uses the word baby extensively now. This was recorded in 1984. For Radio 1's Saturday live show.
Thank you, Richard, and playing live for us this week down here in the basement, we have The Fall, who are Mark E. Smith, Brick Smith, Craig Scanlon, Carl Burns, Paul Hanley and Steve Hanley. This is the first song from them this afternoon. This is Copped It. That was The Fall playing live here on Radio 1. Mark, if you can grab that microphone, actually, don't put it back on there. Come around here a bit, actually. Tell you the truth, I didn't actually know what to expect from you today, because having heard the single CREEP, it's a very different sound on that, and yet this is The Fall, perhaps, that people are a bit more used to, you know.
Do you reckon?
Well, yeah, a bit more, so. I mean, have you changed your sound a lot, or is this the sort of thing you're going to be playing live?
Well, we always change the sound around, you know.
Mm. But, I mean, are you going for a much more, I don't know, accessible sound on the singles?
Well, you've no choice nowadays. Matter of survival.
Is it really come down to that, then?
No. It's easy. Creep's a good song, you know.
Yeah, it is a good song. I'm not saying it's not a good song. It's just that the change of sound seems to have coincided with the change of record label as well. Has that been an influence?
Might have been, yeah.
Black Monk Theme, recorded at Coventry Poly on the 3rd of March 1990. And before that, a Radio 1 Saturday live show version of Copped It. Now, trawling through my music collections for songs with Baby in the title, I came across this classic, which is always worth hearing again. One of the very first interracial groups, this is The Equals.
Baby, please don't go. Oh,
Jamaican rocksteady trio The Heptones with Baby, the B-side to their 1967 single Only 16. And before that, The Equals, featuring Eddie Grant, of course, of I Don't Wanna Dance and Electric Avenue fame, with Baby Come Back, a UK number one in 1968. Having checked Danny Noe's Flickering Lexicon website, I find that there is only one Fall lyric that mentions the word twin. In this live version, MES doesn't actually sing the verse with that line in, but it's a great recording, so let's play it anyway.
We'll be right back. His box went to him. 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 His box went to him.
A demo version of Arid Al's Dream, taken from the Three Flabby Wings bootleg, and another song with several babies in the lyric. Time for some garage rock now. This is MC5.
Sing it somehow.
MC5 with Baby Wonka from their 1971 album High Time. Back to baby-related four songs now, recorded in Sydney in July 1990. This is Tough Life Boogie.
Now!
Junior Kimbra, to my mind one of the finest performers of the hill country blues style, with Please Don't Leave Me Baby, and that was preceded by Tough Life Boogie, the original of which, of course, was on the B-side of the Victoria single. A couple of songs that reference Baby in the titles now. First up is an American band that I think don't get the recognition they deserve. This is the Thermals with An Ear for Baby.
Working away. kill.
DIY.
Folly is the cloak.
DIY.
Of never real. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Yes, baby.
A truncated live version of the 1992 single Ed's Babe, and that appeared on the Cheatham Hill compilation. Now, another band that I consider to be distinctly underrated is Boston's Clem Snide, and taken from their excellent 2001 album The Ghost of Fashion, this is Long Lost Twin.
The dark red shadows deep beneath your skin. Tonight I feel like Elvis, longing for his long lost twin. Like a pigeon choking on a diamond ring. Tonight I feel like Elvis, longing for his long lost twin. And the highway's a ribbon, it makes a gift of everything. Tonight I feel like Elvis, longing for his long lost twin. The sea of taillights that we all must swim. Tonight I feel like Elvis, longing for his long lost twin. Tonight I feel like Elvis, longing for his long lost twin.
Clem Snide with Long Lost Twin. Well, that's about it for another month. As ever, I shall remind you that you can buy my book, You Must Get Them All, The Fall on Record, from Root Publishing at root-online.com. And it's also available more widely from booksellers such as the dreaded Amazon. If you want to make a request or tell me about your special four song, you can do so via thefallinfives@mail.com. To finish, this is the Peel version of Hot Aftershave Bop. Thanks for listening.